I'm David Castleman.
I'm Kate Botello, and you're listening to The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Okay, David, listen to this.
Under the greenwood tree, who loves to lie with me? Come hither.
This is Under the Greenwood Tree by Courtney Kaiser Sandler. She leads the singer-songwriter program here at Interlochen Arts Academy. Director Bill Church asked her to write music for a production of As You Like It, but it's not something she's done before.
I haven't even written a song for a play, so this is, you know, any kind of music for a play. So this is a first all around. He had given me a short clip of Laura Marling, who I guess did it for the Royal Shakespeare Company. And so I listened to her voice and I was like, oh, so he's going for this sort of folk thing, you know, oh, brother, where art thou, you know, anything that's sort of along that line. So I thought it was interesting because I never really saw myself as that kind of a writer, I guess, in a way. So it was interesting that he saw that, because I think when you're younger, you want to be more indie rock. I don't think you really are into the idea of being like this sort of folk country singer kind of, you know, genre.
Entered his merry note unto the sweeper's throat. Come hither.
Okay, so the text, when you're approaching this text, how does it lend itself to that kind of folk feel?
Well, it's some songs are actually easy to do in that way. Like Under the Greenwood Tree, the feel of it, the rhythm of the words, it already has this sort of, you know, immediately for me, as soon as I saw that text, that song came really quickly, which was surprising and kind of scary, because I think all artists believe they should be writing for slaving over things for hours. So it came, like, I think it probably like 15 minutes or something.
Seeking the food he eats and pleased with what he gets, come hither.
Other songs are a little bit tricky because where you'd want the chorus to be, it's not in the same amount of lines. Like, it's not all four, you know. Iambic pentameter has like that, you know, kind of inflection in things when you say it. It's very musical already, you know. And the only things that are strange, I guess, is when you wouldn't say, you'd say like, or the, you know, or the grass is green, you know, or something like that, the language. But that already feels like some sort of folk song, you know. It's fun. It's been interesting.
Who loves to lie with me?
Kate, we've talked about fine art on The Green Room quite a bit. Now for something completely different.
I'm afraid to ask.
Art on the bottom of a skateboard.
Oh, okay.
The Denos Museum in Traverse City has an exhibit about the street art, and IPR's Aaron Selbig stopped by to take a look.
Jason Dake is curator of education at the Denos Museum. It was his idea to put skateboard art on display.
I myself am not a skateboarder, so I had to kind of reach out to other people in the community. So I actually found some graphic designers and skateboarders and former skateboarders, kind of worked with them to find out how to go about bringing the board show.
Dake says the idea was to send out 70 unpainted wood skateboard decks to artists all over the area and see what came back. What he got is a wild display of many different interpretations. There are poems written on skateboards. There are elaborate paintings of ravens and deer and skeletons. Broken pieces of mirror cover one board. Another is coated entirely with Smarties candy. To fully appreciate the Sideways exhibit, it helps to bring along a couple of experts.
My name is Ray Weigel. I run Traverse City Web Design, and I've been a skateboarder since probably 10 or 11.
I'm Billy Wood. I own Lifer Skateboard Shop. I'm 43, and I've been skating since I was 5.
For old school skaters like Weigel and Wood, the Sideways exhibit is a time machine to the 1980s, when skateboard art was big and kids followed pro skaters like baseball players. The first board Wood fell in love with was a model used by Lithuanian skater Natas Kaupas.
The panther coming out of like the triangle with the, it's got a big claw kind of holding the whole thing, almost like it's a crystal ball type of deal. It's just a really cool graphic, and I love that board. I had 6 of them.
It also had a weird shape to it.
For both of these guys, seeing skateboard art in a museum is pretty weird.
I think it's a testament to my age. that my youth has been cannibalized by consumerism and capitalism and, you know, codified in this way. It's, does Aerosmith think it's weird that they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Yeah, but it's, you know, it just happens. It's part of the cycle of postmodern life.
I'm gonna say I never thought I'd see it, and I'm stoked that I am seeing it.
Wood says these days, most of the young skaters who come into his shop aren't as interested in skateboard graphics as he was in the 1980s. The graphics change frequently and aren't as tied to pro skaters as they used to be.
The graphics nowadays are way more disposable. You know, the kids honestly come in, they're like, oh, that board looks cool, and checks the shape. And if the shape's good and he can tolerate the graphic, then boom, he's off with it. So that's why this, something like this, is cool, where they come in and like, this kind of gives them a perspective of what, you know, what can be done on a skateboard.
Many of the skateboards in Sideways were made by local teenagers. There's also a huge wall mural by Korean artist Yoon Yup and a collection of skateboarding photographs by Michigan photographer Mike Blayback. The exhibit is open through the summer. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.
Full disclosure, Ray Weigel is my husband, the skater.
And one last thing, beloved film villain Christopher Lee passed away this week at the age of 93.
Lee was a vampire, a wizard, and a heavy metal hero.
And now, the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
You've been listening to The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Brock Moorman produced the show. We had help from Morgan Springer. Sally Isley is our executive producer.
I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. See you next week.